Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickman.
Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate it. And we've got a great show today. We're talking with Jeremy Page. Jeremy is a real estate agent, works at the Carpenter in Zionsville. He's the assistant manager.
I'm the lead manager.
Lead manager.
Yes.
See, that's what I know, the titles. I apologize. And you've been in the business for a long time. And I think it's really important today. We're going to talk about the market and what's going on. Obviously, lots of changes have happened in the market with everything that's going on. But I thought first, if you could just kind of give a real quick, brief overview of yourself. You know, yeah. How long you been in the business, that kind?
Yeah, I've been in real estate for about 14 years now. I've been managing for not quite half that amount of time. It's something that I find is a very fulfilling job. We're getting to help people with some of life's biggest decisions, some exciting times. So I've been blessed. I've earned all kinds of designations and awards for my accomplishments. But really, at the end of the day, it comes down to just working with the people.
Yeah, and I can tell you personally, I know Jeremy, and his customers love him. He does a phenomenal job. I couldn't say enough good things about him. If you're looking to list your home or buy a home, you couldn't ask for a better agent. So I would highly recommend you get a hold of Jeremy. And if they were going to get a hold of Jeremy, how would they get a hold of you?
Yeah, the best way would be my cell phone, which is 317-413-5311. You can also check out my website at yourrealtorjeremy.com.
Awesome. Well, great. Well, you know, today I want to talk about the market along with some other items. Because I think the market right now, I mean, we keep hearing all kinds of news on it. And so we have somebody who's dealing with it every day. So what is going on with our real estate market right now?
I'll tell you, it is crazy. I remember I was actually in a conference in Las Vegas when, you know, the whole talk about the coronavirus was coming out, and the resort I was staying at, you know, I left there. I got back here on, I think it was Sunday morning at like 1 a.m. or something, Indiana time. Went to bed. By the time I woke up, the resort I was staying in closed. So,
oh, wow.
At that time, it was scary. You know, we didn't know what it meant. Everything was starting to shut down. We got here. Our market did, you know, drop almost 50% for about a month time frame. But I'll tell you what, it has been crazy since then. So as a whole, in 2020, in the real estate here in the local Indianapolis area, I mean, we've set records for numbers of sales in January, February. Then we had March and April, which were a struggle. May was not a record, but then back to records June, July, and a couple days left in August. We should be hitting a record in August as well. So
it's unbelievable. And I heard, I don't know if it's true, but I think it was, actually, I don't know who it was. It was somebody in the real estate market, and it was a big wig in the real estate market. And they said that if we had 20% more houses on the market, we would have 20% more sales.
I think I would agree with that. It is, you know, in general, there's just a lack of inventory. So, you know, if we had 20% more sales, then our days on market might go up a little bit, and, you know, buyers would have a little bit more to choose from. But no, we are, things are selling. Most things are selling pretty quick.
Yeah, that's what I heard. The same person said that if for every 10 listings, there's 9 sales, immediate.
Yeah. Yes.
So what is the average time on market right now?
You know, I should have brought that with me. I didn't, but I'll tell you, it is like 30 days. That is, I mean, it's kind of a generic question because, you know, the different price ranges or different areas can, you know, throw those numbers off. But, you know, we say a balanced market is 6 months marketing time. And we're nowhere near that.
Right.
I mean, oftentimes we are selling stuff in days or hours.
Yeah, that's what I hear. And it's what I see. I'll do a pre-approval for somebody, and they will go out, and they may make 7 offers because the first 6 they don't get. And they'll tell me, "Hey, you know, this house is coming on the market, so we're going there, and there's 7 showings before us and 3 after us."
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, being in management, I've talked with my team of agents quite a bit about, you know, some tricks to the trade to help your clients get their offer accepted. But you're right. There are times where people are writing offers and losing out, and good offers, really, you know, losing out 5, 6, 7. I've heard of people losing out on 10 plus times. A lot of times they're writing very good offers. It's just there's so few homes available that other people have already lost out 10 times. And right. So they're just throwing in the white towel and saying, hey, I'll give you what, you know, here's a blank purchase agreement, fill it out with whatever you want and we'll sign it, you know?
So. Right. And I hear there's offers being made where there's escalation clauses.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So an escalation clause is an addendum to our purchase agreement. It basically says that, hey, we are offering you you know, X number of dollars on the purchase agreement, but then our escalation clause says if you get any other offers above what our offer is on the purchase agreement, then we will escalate our purchase price to, you know, up to a cap of a
whatever
certain
number
level.
That is.
Right. And then, you know, you can say, hey, we'll up it by $1,000 or $500 or whatever is negotiated out.
Okay. And in that, I know this is a tough question. That varies on you know what price range they're in, what area they're in. But in general, what are you seeing like year over year in appreciation on homes right now?
Oh, it's well over 10%.
Yeah, I heard nationally it's like 11 or 12%, yeah. And Indy's doing really well.
Yes, and it's long term. If you look at the history of Indiana real estate, we're not used to numbers anywhere near that.
Right.
You know, typically we're talking 1, maybe 2, maybe 3%. So seeing double digit improved in value is it's almost unheard of here in the local Indianapolis.
It's like living in California, Jeremy.
Yeah. Yeah. Except for hopefully we don't have the downside of that, yeah. You know?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Let's face it. That's not sustainable.
Right.
Right. It's a great thing to have right now. In our market, after 2006, 2007, 2008, you know, through that time frame, our market was down. We actually lost some. And really what we've done, now we're gained some, but we're really probably somewhere back on track, maybe a little higher than what we would have been had we just kept our, you know, 1, 2, 3% appreciation every year since 2008.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, I am blessed to be able to work and interact with agents from all over the country, actually all over the world. And Indiana is known for affordability in housing and just affordability to live in general. But with that affordability of housing, we're kind of starting to catch up with a lot of other places across the United States, which is great for us who own a home here in central Indiana.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing, I had a person call me the other day and he was talking about, you know, they own rental properties and he actually wants to do a 1031 exchange.
Okay.
But he says he can't find any rental properties because they just don't work right now. He said, that's the big problem he's running into because the prices have gone up so much that there really are now owner-occupied properties, not...
Right. And I will tell you that's also playing an effect on the cost of renting a home. I have some rentals that I own personally, as you know. But outside of that, I don't do much with rentals. But the rent cost has gone up pretty substantially as well over the last, you know, 5, 6 years.
Yes. And the risk a little bit to a landlord has gone up too, because now there is some government, yes, where they said you don't have to pay your rent.
Right. Right. And, you know, knock on wood, but I'm blessed. One of mine's an Airbnb, which took a killing during, right, you know, when no one was traveling, but it's starting to come back, believe it or not. And then the other one is a rental with a great tenant that I've had long term. So honestly, I haven't looked into those rules too awful, yep, much, but yes, there was some,
yep,
some government.
And the Airbnb, that seems like a good
yeah,
market.
Yeah.
Not through the it worst
is
time.
Yeah. Yeah. Now. Yeah. It is. And it's something it's kind of cool.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, let's talk about on the coronavirus, how has it changed things in the real estate industry and in your job and,
yeah,
how you show homes, that kind of thing?
So, you know, we just kind of talked about the market. You know, I don't think, honestly, the coronavirus has had a whole lot of impact on our market, but it has on our job, if that makes sense. So we're doing a lot of the CDC stuff, you know, wearing a mask, You know, we have special forms that we have had prepared that basically says, hey, I haven't been sick in the last 14 days. We are getting those for every showing on some houses, you know, whatever the seller's comfortable for. As you can see when you're around, or if you log on to Facebook or something and just look at it, there's people of varying opinions, and they're sometimes they are very different opinions, and sometimes they are very adamant about their opinions. So we deal with the general public, and so we want to make sure everybody's comfortable, but we're trying to keep everybody as safe as possible. We're sanitizing our offices a lot more. We're wearing masks in the office and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly has been a big change, and there certainly are people with total varying opinions, which is part of the great thing about living in the U.S. is we can all have different opinions.
Absolutely. You know,
and we can voice them. Absolutely. After the break, we're going to talk more about the market in Indianapolis as far as the housing market. Please stay tuned.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining me. I'm here with Jeremy Page. He's a real estate agent with Carpenter out of the Zionsville office. And Jeremy, if somebody was interested in buying a home, selling a home, had any questions on real estate, how would they get a hold of you?
Oh, it'd be great. They could just call me on my cell phone or text me. Cell phone is 317-413-5311. Also, if they want to email me, they could do that at jpage@callcarpenter.com.
Excellent. Yep. And I can't recommend Jeremy enough. If you have any real estate needs or have any real estate questions, he's an expert. I would definitely give him a call. If you have any questions on mortgages, please look me up online. Best, easiest way is hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Go to my website and you can contact me from there. It has all my contact information also right there.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
You know, I get so many questions. Sometimes it's hard to pick the one that's the best. But this one is, you know, Bobby asked, where are rates headed? And I'm asking it because, or I'm bringing it up because it's probably the number one question I get. I don't know what you get, Jeremy, but the number one question I get, where are rates headed?
Yeah, I get it a lot too.
You do? And the reality is nobody actually knows for sure. But here's the basics of what's going on. And I think rates are basically going to stay the same, pretty close to where they are. That doesn't mean they won't go up a little bit. Doesn't mean they won't go down a little bit. But pretty much they're not going to move. And we talk a little, we're talking an eighth, a quarter percent either way. Any day it could happen. It depends on what's going on in the markets and all of that. And a lot of the reason for that is the feds are buying so much in mortgage-backed securities. Mortgage rates come out of the mortgage-backed security bond market. The feds last week bought $27 billion in mortgage-backed securities. They've been buying about $22 to $24 billion in mortgage-backed securities. They came out last week and they were talking about at their meeting in Jackson Hole. And basically, they're trying to be a little bit more lenient on inflation. They didn't come out and say it that way, but that was the gist of what they came out and said. And with that, you know, there's a lot of fear that that will push rates up because inflation is a real bad thing for bonds. Bonds are a fixed rate investment, so inflation hurts bonds. But bottom line is, all the experts I listen to, the people I talk to, nobody thinks rates are going anywhere. We think they're going to stay low for quite some time. You know, is there a chance they could go lower? Absolutely. Is there a chance they could go up? Absolutely. Right. The key right now is, in my opinion, we are at record lows. And I know how it is because I trade options. It's really easy to get greedy and try to get, but at most times it doesn't matter. If the rate is where it's comfortable, it makes sense, it's worth doing. If you're purchasing, refinancing, whatever you're doing, it that can make the most sense. If it works for you, you're comfortable with it, go ahead and lock it in. And that would be my recommendation. If you have any questions, you want to talk about rates, just, you know, get a hold of me, go hardworkingmortgageguy.com and contact me, or all my contact information is there. You know, Jeremy, though, I want to talk more about the market a little bit and kind of where you think 2020 is going to end up And, you know, as what is this? We're approaching the third quarter, in the third quarter, yep. going into the fourth quarter. Yep. I mean, it's yeah.
What do you think? We're kind of seeing the end is getting nearer than it once was, for sure.
I'm blown away.
So, yeah, I know. It's hard to believe. It's already, you know, almost fourth quarter now.
Unbelievable.
You know, I had mentioned earlier that we set records in January, February, and then again June, July, and now probably August. I anticipate us having a record year again in 2021 here in the Indianapolis area. We set a record in 2020 in the MIBOR, the Metropolitan Indianapolis Board of Realtors area here in Central Indiana, and then we're on track to surpass that. Even if you look at how we wait months for the amount of homes that are sold in different months, you know, we're approaching kind of some lower weighted months. So even if they're down a little bit, we should still set some records.
Yeah, yeah, and it's amazing to me because I've been in the business a long time.
Right.
And I, you know, people will tell, you know, for me, the summer's always been, you know, not always, but at times has been the most challenging time because people are on vacation, people aren't around, they aren't thinking about refinancing, they aren't thinking about purchasing, the market drops a little bit, and it's not that it's totally desolate, but it slows down, and then you pick up, you're busy in the spring, you're busy in the fall. Everybody says it's slow at Christmas time in December. This is the busiest I have ever been in my life in the mortgage business.
Yes.
And this is a month, and it's been the last 4, 5, 6 months, and these are months that I normally aren't that busy.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It is. It is. And, you know, in real estate, we have seen, you know, schools have gone and kind of switched over to a lot of times more of a balanced calendar or a shorter summer break or whatever the case might be. So that's really affected our seasonality to our business. We'd do a lot of selling in the summer. Now we do a lot of closing in the summer, but you know, if they're going on a balanced calendar or something, there's only, you know, a month and a half or 2 months, whatever it is of summer break, then that time's ate up by, you know, family vacation and camps. And now obviously this year that's a little bit different because all that kind of stuff got canceled.
Yeah, and so it's not like it used to be where, you know, when I was years and years ago, when I sold new homes for a builder, people would come in the spring because they wanted to have their house completed by the time school started, right, or at least know where they were going to live by the time school started so they could get their kids in the correct school. That's kind of gone away.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, they're still doing stuff primarily in the spring, but you know, the summer used to be long enough that, you know, you could start at the beginning of the summer, get a house, and close on it by the end of summer. Well, yeah. Now it's shorter, so now you've got to start basically, if you want to be in before school starts, and a lot of times you got to start right before school ends the previous year.
Okay. And are people worrying about that as much as they were? Or
no, I don't. You know, I don't think they are. I don't think they are. You know, obviously schools still remain, you know, one of the things about real estate and what a buyer is looking for most people. You know, I'm sure you've heard the saying in real estate, location, location, location. And a lot of that comes down to school districts and school areas.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Schools are everything.
Right.
I mean, they really are probably the number one driver of values and properties and where people want to live based on the school system. You know, I'm going to go back a little bit. It was probably, you and I were, had a show maybe March, maybe February, March. And I remember, I'm going to pat you on the back. I remember you predicting that our spring season was moving to the summer because of COVID. And has it?
Yeah, it has. It definitely has. You know, like I said, we were down, you know, like 50%, but then it just picked right back up and it's continued on. Like you were saying, you know, normally we start seeing a little bit of a slowdown and it's just, it's been gangbusters ever since.
Yeah, that's I thought it was. And I know for me, I can see it on my end.
Right.
But I obviously, for me, I have refinances and purchases.
Yeah.
I've seen a big increase in purchases, but also a huge increase in refinances.
Oh yeah.
And the biggest thing we've seen with purchases is the hardest part is them finding a home so they can move forward with a purchase.
Yeah. Yep.
That seems to be the hardest thing. It's just amazing to me. So when we're looking at the last quarter, what do you think fourth quarter is going to look like?
I think it's going to continue to be strong. You know, there is a lot of unknowns in the world today, you know, and then you take it down to real estate, you know, government restrictions. You know, I think hopefully, you know, we won't have any more of the, you know, hard shutdowns and stuff like that. But even if we do, we're better prepared for it now. I think people are, you know, some people are kind of over it and they're tired of being told they have to stay home. So I think we will fare that a lot better than we did the first time. We made a lot of big adjustments. I've been proud of a lot of the American economy, just the quickness of the changes of everything across the board has actually been pretty impressive.
It's amazing.
You know, we are a resilient country and a lot of the businesses are resilient, and sometimes you get stuff thrown at you, you just got to figure it out. And right. I've been really proud with how Carpenter has kind of led that in the real estate industry and made some adjustments on a dime, as they say, just so that we could keep on doing business. And we didn't see the dramatic drop. We saw a dramatic drop, but nowhere near what the market did, because we were able to adjust and adjust quickly to what was going on back when that first happened.
Right. And I agree 100%. It's amazing how quickly. Yeah, I'm gonna go to the title companies, because that was one that it was amazing to me. All of a sudden, you couldn't have closings in a title company, right. And how quickly they adjusted to doing them outside, doing them in the car, doing whatever they had to do to make that closing work. They figured it out, because without title, we're shut down.
Yeah. There is no buying or selling a house without a title company.
Right. There's no refinancing. Yep.
Right.
You can't close.
Yep. In fact, I had a closing this morning, and I was talking to the closer there, and I just said, hey, you know, what are you seeing? Are you seeing, because most of my people have wanted to close in office. I've had some that close out in the parking lot or whatever the case might be. But she said, no, a majority of the people are still closing in office. Now, they may be closing in a separate room with buyer and seller, whereas before it was kind of buyer, seller, both agents, you know, everybody's in one room. Now some people are separating it out. But, you know, it's an exciting time, and you hate to have that excitement and say, hey, go sit in your car. Here's some papers.
Right.
You know? Yes. So, but hey, if that's what we have to do, that's what we'll do, because we're going to keep on moving forward.
Yeah, that's funny you brought that up, because I have a customer closing tomorrow, and that was something that she was kind of upset about, is the title company that she was closing at, she didn't get a choice. She has to close in her car, and she didn't want to close in her car.
Yeah.
But, you know, unfortunately, there's some things that you just have to do today that we never in our wildest dreams thought we were going to be doing.
No, absolutely.
You know, it's just crazy that we have to do that. So let's talk first, you're a real estate agent.
Yeah.
Tell people how to get a hold of you if they have any real estate needs.
Yeah. Give me a call or a text on my cell phone at 317-413-5311. You can check out my website at yourrealtorjeremy.com, and that has all my contact info as well if you want to email me or find my phone number that way.
Awesome. If you need to get a hold of me, I'm Rick Ritma, your hardworking mortgage guy. Just go to hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com, and you can contact me from there. And Jeremy, so we've talked about the market. We've talked about COVID and how it's affected our market. We've talked about what's coming up, what we're projecting for the rest of 2020. What has kept you moving forward in these crazy, unique times that we're in?
It is crazy and unique, but I'll tell you what, I love my people. You know, I love helping somebody get their dream home. I love helping somebody who is downsizing, someone who is relocating from across the United States to be close to their kids that just had their first grandbaby. You know, I do this for the personal reasons. It's exciting, and people out there still need help, and I want to be here to help them. And so that's what helps me keep moving forward. And then on the management side, you know, I get excited about the opportunities that my agents have. And so I get excited to help them and to help them, you know, kind of learn the processes and get through the transactions as well.
That's awesome. And going to that, from what I've been reading, there is a huge group of first time home buyers now starting to move into the home buying market, who they need exactly what you're talking about. They need somebody with experience. They need somebody with compassion, somebody who knows how to answer the questions, can give them the right information, and can help them walk down the path. Not make them buy a certain house, but make sure that they find the right house for them.
Yeah. I try to stay out of what house, help them, support them, give them the information. But I think I've told you before, Rick, I don't care if they buy a house that I think's the ugliest house in the world. If they're happy, I'm happy. And that's all that matters. You know, they're going to be happy. And that's my job, is to help support them in whatever decision they make.
So. Right. It's our opinion doesn't really matter because we're not living there.
Absolutely.
Right. And you never know the vision they may see in a house. They may see it and think, well, if we did this and this, like, I don't have that vision.
Yeah. Well, and you're a car guy. Everybody's a little bit different. You know, your passion may be for one kind of car, but my passion is for another. That doesn't make me right and you wrong, or you right and me wrong. It just means we have a difference of opinion, and
right.
Get what you want.
We have different passions on it.
That's right.
But, you know, it's funny with cars, for the most part, most car guys are just car guys.
Yeah.
And they may have, I love Fords, I love Chevy, you know, I love Dodge, you know. But ultimately, I just love cars.
Yeah. You know?
And I can appreciate a Ford Mustang GT just as much as I can a Corvette,
right,
or I can a Charger or a Challenger.
Right.
You know, a Hemi engine,
yeah,
just as much as, you know, I've always liked the Chevy 427 motor, but
right,
I'm in the Hemi. Come on.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I totally agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
So it's I agree with you. It does make, you know, everybody's different. So with the first time home buyers, what kind of questions or what kind of things are coming up with them that you're how are you helping them walk down, or what kind of questions do they ask?
I'll tell you, I find a lot of them are also talking to their friends who are first time home buyers and bought 2 months ago or last month. And so a lot of the questions are, hey, you know, what's the market like? How are we going to be able to find something? And then once you find something, be able to get an offer accepted. And it's more questions like that, more general questions. You know, back when I started back in, you know, we call it the worst sense, you know, when the market tanked and all the foreclosures, you know, a lot of the talk back then was negotiating, you know, where do we start? How do we do it? In today's market, we're not talking near as much about, you know, how much can we get off? It's more of how can we get it?
Yeah, I know that they have different questions. The biggest question I get is, how much money do I have to put down?
Yeah.
That's the biggest question I get from a first-time home buyer. There's a lot of misconception in that, because you can get in as little as 3% down.
Right.
So there's a lot of options there. Jeremy, how would somebody get a hold of you if they needed?
RealtorJeremy.com. That has my cell phone number, which is 317-413-5311, and also has my email and other ways to contact me in there as well.
Excellent. And I'm Rick Ritma, your hardworking mortgage guy. Just go to hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Jeremy, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
You're welcome. And next week, we'll talk with Ray Sumire from Near North Title. We're going to talk about how COVID has affected their business and the changes that they've made so that you can close in these times. Thank you so much for joining us today, and have a great weekend.